At the tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden will leave Washington for Israel soon, where he is set to meet with leaders on the war with Hamas. But Palestinian officials tell CBS News Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will not be part of those discussions following an airstrike on a hospital in Gaza that's killed at least 500 people. Israel has denied it was them, blaming Hamas for that blast. We get more on that from CBS's Imtiaz Taib, who's in Jerusalem.
In Gaza's Rafah city, a massive Israeli strike all but obliterates a residential area. So many who are children screaming in agony as their world crumbles around them.
Jordan's King Abdullah's shutting down talks of allowing Palestinians to take refuge there.
The whole region is at the brink of falling into the abyss that this new cycle of death and destruction is pushing us towards.
But thousands have died on both sides, and that violence will get worse. Jim Jordan was just 17 votes shy of winning House Speaker today, but he's now pounding the proverbial pavement on Capitol Hill, rallying support ahead of another vote. CBS's Skylar Henry's there.
The Honorable Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 200 votes.
A still-divided House failed to turn up enough votes in the first round to name Ohio Republican Jim Jordan as Speaker. But Jordan isn't giving up. He headed into today's vote with confidence.
Will you be Speaker by the end of the day?
I hope so.
Some in the GOP are still sore over ex-Speaker Kevin McCarthy's ouster and feel this is a case of the tail wagging the dog.
We've had a minority of the majority dictate all of this, and it's unacceptable.
20 votes against Jordan were actually from fellow Republicans. Former President Trump was back in court for his fraud trial in New York today and went off about the charges against him.
They said I overvalued my financial statements. Well, actually, the financial statements are undervalued. The actual worth is much more than that. So therefore, there's no fraud.
Trump also complained about his gag order. Special prosecutors could recharge actor Alec Baldwin with involuntary manslaughter for a fatal movie set shooting in New Mexico in 2021. A grand jury will decide next month. And Amazon's teaming up with travel and shopping sites now to battle fake reviews. Tech consultant Ian Schur.
The challenge for a lot of these companies is tracking these fake reviews to begin with, because oftentimes they are coming from legitimate people who are being offered money to give what they think is a sincere review.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Shore.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Administration has found that Eau Claire is now the seventh largest city in the state of Wisconsin. According to a WEAU report, Eau Claire has grown by nearly 2,000 people since the 2020 census, giving it the second largest percentage increase behind only Madison. Officials now estimate the population of Eau Claire is a little over 71,000 residents. More work opportunities and proximity to Minneapolis and St. Paul were cited as some driving factors in the increase. The Universities of Wisconsin has announced two branch campuses will end in-person instruction and another will close entirely. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at Washington County and University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus plan to end in-person instruction by June 2024. The